It's the favourite bits of Hughie and Ed.
It's Hughie and Ed's favourite bits of the year so far. Boys, back on your radio in a week and a half's time. Hughie's not the only one who found themselves in the public eye. His daughter Tess wrote and won a local poem competition that was noticed by the very famous Sam Neill.
Tell you who else is known. My daughter Tess, because she is a poet. Which you did a poem for her mother for Mother's Day.
I remember this, and Jack read it out beautifully. This was her proposed poem for Mother's Day.
Mum has a big butt. Dad is so scared of her. Happy Mother's Day.
The first part's going to need revision. It all needs revision.
That's actually a haiku, I didn't realise.
One line, one word.
Yeah.
Two words, whatever it is.
Yeah, I don't know, but that whatever that was a haiku.
Great.
Which got a lot of love on Instagram. Even, funny. You know what, Sam Neill. You know Sam Neill?
From Jurassic Park,
yeah,
Sam
exactly.
Neill.
Yeah, exactly. He
two
said,
paddocks wine.
Yeah.
What did he say?
He said tops. He never contacted me ever in my life, Sam Neill. I didn't know he knew me at all. And he responded.
Sorry, but that's huge.
It's massive. And you know what I responded with? She just watched Jurassic Park and loved it. You know what he responded with?
Tops.
Never got back to that. So, still.
I don't know how one, I about it.
Yeah. No, Tess has just won a competition for poetry. From the local council.
Whoa, what? This isn't like a school one. This is
not a school one. A local council library has phoned us today.
Well, this is massive.
And said, guess what, Tess, you've won this competition. She won a $60 book voucher.
Oh, congratulations, Tess.
Yeah, and it's COVID related, the poem. Mm. And we've got
the $60 was COVID related.
The $60?
Yeah, the books. You made it sound like the books were COVID related.
The books aren't COVID-related, no, but the poem's COVID-related. It's a COVID poem.
Right.
And she had to do a poem about living on an island or something. I'm not quite sure, but she related it to COVID.
Oh, so it wasn't a COVID poetry competition?
Not necessarily, but as her sister pointed out, a lot of people would have done COVID stuff.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And,
okay.
Sister also pointed out there was a lot of prizes given away.
So no, it's a couple of points that she's made there.
Yeah. Let's have a listen. This is 7-year-old Tess doing the poem. I won't do the whole poem because I'm not sure how long it goes. But no, I think it's how long
poem.
Does it go?
25 seconds. It's not
she can
long.
Have, is it, all right, we'll
this young
it. 25
lady has
seconds,
one.
Right.
She can have the whole poem, please.
All right, this is 7-year-old Tess's poem.
My home is like an island. It's lonely, but it's okay. I have so much time to spend, but here we have to stay. My home is like an island till the virus goes away. I am missing all my friends. I think of them all day. My home is like an island. I get bored with having to play with my brother and sister, but it's the only way. My home is like an island. One day I will fly free. Doctors will be so tired, but we will all feel so lucky.
Beautiful. The doctors will
hang
be tired.
On, right, hang on. Who helped her with that? Who wrote that?
No, she wrote most of it.
Did Sam Neill write that?
Sam Neill didn't write that.
That is.
I'll post that and see if I can get another response from Sam Neill.
That is so good.
Well,
and
there
she's
you go.
Not loving it at home.
Story came out about an inappropriate relationship with a prisoner and a prison guard, and it got Hughie asking about workplace relationships.
Female prison guard charged after allegedly having intimate relations with inmates. This is in Sydney, so we won't talk too much about the specific case, but that's the charge. I think
about all we can say now.
Well, intimate relations with a 21-year-old.
Yeah.
So she's 25, he's 21.
Yeah.
It's all alleged, and I don't know how to feel about what is going on.
Mm.
You know what part of me, though, I'm going to
go straight
to this. Yeah. Remember when I was 21? I'd be annoyed that a guy in prison he's having fun.
I know.
He's in prison.
I know, and you're not.
I'm not. I'm a good guy.
You're a great guy.
I'm just walking around.
Yep.
Get no action.
Zero.
A guy in prison.
I know. Would you think
he's
to yourself?
Getting the action.
I know.
How could he be getting action and I'm not getting the action? He went to prison he's not meant to get the action.
That's right.
Part of the punishment.
He's been removed
no
from
action for you.
No, sir.
You're in prison. What about bloody this young bloke?
What about D.
He
Hughes?
He deserves something.
He's a good guy.
He hasn't done nothing wrong. He's getting no
wrong.
Action. Anyway, but that's all alleged. I don't know what's going on.
No, that was real, that bit, though. The real bit about you not getting any. That was real. I hear you, man.
It's
a workplace, isn't it?
Yeah.
When you boil it down, it's a workplace romance.
Has anyone here had a... I've never, I don't think.
Workplace romance?
Yeah.
Of course I have.
A risky workplace romance.
Of course I have.
Have you had a risky one?
Of course.
Oh, you have. Yeah, no, you did.
Of course I have.
Yes.
And what did I do?
A number of them.
I did have a number of them. And did I shy away? No, sir. You front up, big smile on your face, keep moving.
But the industry you work in isn't that big, so is it? You still see these people, don't you?
Most days. Most days. Don't I, Sash?
Yes, you do.
Most days,
you
Sasha French.
You sway through the office a few years back.
All right, Sash.
Not and this office, though.
Well, but different offices.
Office. Yeah, but and I tell you what, small Sash, industry.
I always just showed up again with a smile on my face, did I not?
Always. Always very pleasant. Not awkward at all.
See?
You front foot it.
See? Front and centre. I'd do it again.
You're saying he's not awkward?
Well, come not on. Around these past romances.
Thank you.
All right, well.
Save my awkwardness for those I haven't been with.
So we're looking for risky workplace romances.
Yep.
And we're not here to judge. We're not here to moralise. We're here just to listen. Paige, what is it? What's your story?
Yeah, I did. Flirting with one guy at work a bit.
Been flirting with a guy at work.
Yeah, and at our work annual dinner, we did hook up and he came back to my house, which was all, you know, well and good.
Absolutely.
But I found out that he had just gotten married in the work newspaper the next week. So
you're flicking through the newsletter for your work and there he is.
Congratulations.
A photo of him and his bride.
And I was like, oh, yeah, real awkward.
Orkies.
Completely orkies. Shocking. Shocking behavior.
Shockies.
Terriblies.
Yeah, it was not good. I did send him a congratulations email out of spite, though.
Ooh, yeah. That would have chills up the spine there, Paige.
Yeah.
So, what have we learned?
Well, we learned.
No, we're not moralizing, remember? We're just listening.
Yeah, we haven't learned anything.
If you want to get involved with text trauma, $500 up for grabs. Basically, if you've been in a relationship which has ended via text message in any form, whether it be by phone or social media, anything like that, screenshot the conversation, send it through to us at rant@hughesanded.com.au. If we read it out on air, you will win $500 cash. That simple. We change everybody's name, so don't worry about that. Just get involved. Here's one right now.
This is relationship number 456. We're going to have to make an emergency landing.
Crash investigator Hughes, we have reports of a relationship crashing and burning off the coast of Tinder.
My God, not another one. Did we recover the black box?
We sure did.
Well, stop wasting time. Get that thing open and let's see what went wrong.
Layla met Ben on Tinder. They met up for a date. Ben travelled via train from Brisbane to Gold Coast to meet her. Afterwards, Ben ghosted Layla for 3 weeks.
I'll be assuming the role of Ben.
I'm going to play Layla, and let's go.
So, we're not talking now?
What do we talk about? Hey, you told me to off because I wouldn't pick you up from the airport in Brisbane when I live on the Gold Coast.
Wow, you sound angry.
What do you want from me?
Sex.
Perfect! Honesty! I appreciate that.
Thought that was obvious. Wide smile emoji.
We aren't on the same page, my friend.
So, I burnt my bridge. Sad face emoji.
You are so not sad. Don't be lying to me.
It's true. I'm actually a little cut. I wanted a cuddle.
Ha ha! Stop! You are tanked right now, aren't you?
Nah. How am I? This isn't fair.
You only contacted me when you're drunk.
I'm not drunk. I'm actually being normally. I want to. I want to bang you. Where did I go wrong? I'm lost.
You also ghosted me for weeks after we first hooked up.
Oh, really? I actually thought you were on my side.
Ah, you're saying because I'm going to sleep.
Nah, you stitch me up.
Well, I'm tired. Good night.
Is that your way of saying off?
No, it's my way of saying good night. My way of saying off is off.
And goodness. Scene.
That was hot.
Wowzers.
Now, Layla.
Layla.
Hello.
Layla. You deserve better than Ben, don't you, Layla?
Look, looking back at it now and having you guys read it out makes it more hysterical, but it was frightening. It was so terrifying. And what did I expect? That's Tinder, unfortunately.
That's dudes. Dudes with no R-E-S-P-E-C-T.
Thank you.
Just to let you know that on Saturday night, I was unblocked from Instagram from him, and he slid straight into my DM.
Of course he did. He's got a thing for you, Layla.
No
he
doubt.
Can't. He can't quit you, Brokeback Mountain style.
What?
It's Husey and Ed. More of their favourite bits up soon. It's Husey and Ed.
This probably wouldn't be a highlight for Mr. Ed Cavalier. The time that, building something almost cost him his relationship.
During COVID, everyone's been at home.
Yeah.
And inevitably, you're in each other's faces a lot.
Yep.
And some things can just tip you over the edge. And that happened at our house when it was boxes just arrived and I'm expected to deal with them. And a box arrived that was a trampoline for Arnold, our 2.5-year-old son. And exactly. Exactly.
No.
Now, you know me. Oh. Do I look like the type of bloke that can put a trampoline together?
No, you don't.
Or spend all day putting the trampoline together. It works at the moment. Arnie's been jumping in it. It works. I got in. I was reading the thing, and it's like maximum 150 kilos.
You got net? Isn't a net around it?
Oh, net, mate. The
full net.
The net.
I can't
and
even.
And then I finish the net, right? And a little voice comes out. What about the shade cloth?
Shade cloth?
What are you doing? And then, sure enough, she produces another box, a shade cloth. I had to take the top of it off and put a shade cloth on it.
Oh, that's awful.
Thank you.
Yeah, this is.
And then just as it was being finished, comes out and says, oh, is that where you're putting it, is it?
Oh, put in the wrong spot.
Yeah.
After it was done. Then you had to move it?
Yeah, you move it.
So you're saying not grateful? What you're saying?
Well, Tiff, you're not very grateful, are you?
Well, Ed, you just don't do anything physical around the house, nothing. Like, you won't pull out a weed. You didn't help move the piano. And when the trampoline arrived, Ed's just like, nah, I don't lift.
I applaud you for actually completing the trampoline job. And can Tiff, if we let her go, we can't.
Yeah, no, I've had enough of that.
Oh, this Tiff, can
it's
you
like
just,
being at home.
Did you applaud him for actually completing the trampoline job?
Absolutely. It's the first thing he's ever built in our 15 years
of. No, that'll do.
All right, 13, 10, 60.
That's
the question
starting
is
at the top though, mate, honestly. Start with the trampoline.
Well, I've also retired.
Built something and nearly caused a breakup. Has it happened to you? 13, 10, 60.
Yeah, and if
nothing starts fights like having to build stuff. Nothing.
Mick, you on the trampoline. Did you build a trampoline, Mick?
I did, yeah. Christmas this year, we got a big trampoline, 16 foot.
Oh, my God, Mick.
That's
and you built it yourself?
Oh, I did, yeah. I'm a mechanic, so that's not a huge problem.
Oh, all right, Mick. That's hot. That's hot. Rough
what
hands
wrong,
as well.
Mick?
Can I just focus on your hands for a second, Mick? Are they sort of calloused?
Oh, they're a bit calloused, yeah. A bit of dirt under the nails.
Know how to smooth out a chassis, don't you, Mick?
Certainly do.
Ooh.
You know how to fill that water thing that you put the...
No, you've lost it now.
No, the water thing where you press the button and then you can
gross,
wipe the windscreen. Yeah, that's... Can you do that for me? I don't know. I've got a very dirty windscreen at the moment. Now, Mick, so what happened with your trampoline?
So it went away overseas for a holiday and it blew away and hit the car.
Oh, no. And whose fault was that, I'm imagining?
Oh, it's my fault.
Yeah,
securing it probably.
Yeah. Oh, hey, Mick, that's her new one. You haven't tied it down. How do you tie down a trampoline,
Mick?
We haven't
tied ours down.
How do you do that?
Well, I'm not really sure, but it didn't work, so I got another one and built it inside.
What a legend.
What a man.
But, you know, is there anything more joyous than seeing a trampoline fly across the suburbs in a tornado?
It's wonderful.
Don't you love that?
I do love that.
Boys, back in a week and a half's time, but it is Wednesday, so let's do it.
Great or small, we don't mind. We just enjoy a coincidence, don't we?
See.
Justin, you've got one for us. Go for it,
good
buddy.
Good afternoon, boys.
Good afternoon.
I was at a nightclub many years ago and I bumped into a guy who was wearing the same T-shirt as me. And I spoke to him for a bit. The next weekend, I went to a different venue, was wearing a different T-shirt, bumped into a guy wearing a T-shirt. And got talking to him and he said, I told him what happened the week before. He goes, no way, that was me.
That's
so, thank God. It's coincidental.
Hang on. So
how did you not recognise him the second week?
Because you're pretty off, much under the influence.
You're
so
both off really... your nuts. So neither of you remember. Yeah. That's, yeah.
I love it.
Yeah, yep. Love's a strong word, but thank you, Justin. Now, Kristen, what's your story?
I'm a recovery nurse, and this guy came out of theatre and I was looking after him. We got to talking, and he's a retired detective. Mm-hmm. And so we were just talking about where I used to live in Sydney. And I said, oh, I used to live in Sydney. And we got to talking where it was and exactly where. So it turns out that where he stayed to train as to become a police officer, I moved there about 20 years later and lived, they turned it into an apartment.
Into the same
exactly
flat.
Exactly where he used
in
to.
In the same flat.
Yeah.
In the same flat, yeah. And like 20 odd years later.
And Sydney has got so many like flats and like,
yes,
you know, beds, townhouses and full houses.
Full houses. It's got a lot of townhouses. Yeah. I lived in a lot of terrace houses in Sydney.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What are the chances?
Well, one in
a lot.
A lot.
Josh.
Hey, mate, how you going?
Yeah, well, no, we've never been better in here. What's going on?
That's good. I work at a mechanical workshop, and we've been having a car that's been sitting in there for like, quite a few months. But every time that we talk about the customer's car, about you know either moving it to a different spot or wondering where the customer is and all that sort of stuff, literally 5 minutes after we do that, she would call us.
Whoa.
And she like just you talk about it, she calls you like she's listening or something almost. You know?
Yeah, yeah, definitely. That's what it's like.
That's pretty good.
How long's it how long's the car been there for?
Probably going on about 4 or 5 months or something like that.
What's going on?
Why haven't we fixed it?
What's the problem, Josh? Yeah.
Why is it still there?
It's just been waiting to get some repairs done. So yeah.
It's waiting for repairs, Josh.
Well, yeah. She seems pretty keen to get that car back, is she, Josh?
She's calling just about, yeah, definitely.
Is she calling every 5 minutes, Josh?
Recently, Husey turned himself vegan. He watched the documentary Game Changers on Netflix and was like, that's it, I'm going vegan. But how's it affected him in the boudoir? Trying to check a claim that Mr. Hughes has made to the nation.
Look, every now and again, you should let people just say what they say on the radio without trying to fact check everything. It's just there's no trust left in the media.
No.
No one trusts the media.
Oh, no. Are you calling yourself fake news?
No, I'm not. I'm actual news. But, you know, I mean, people, you know.
Should we hear it?
No, right, here.
This is what you said on Carrie and Tommy.
Being a vegan or plant-based is a game changer. In the bedroom.
Yeah, we go. There we go.
Look, I did say that. Yeah, and that was on air. I know. But for you to try to get my wife involved.
No. Listen, let's all just be nice because it's time to say hello to Husey's wife, Holly. Hi, Holly.
Hi, guys.
Now,
claims have been made.
We went to bed one night.
Here we go.
Back in November.
Okay. Yeah.
In November we went to bed and I was flicking through Netflix and I saw a documentary and it's called Game Changers. I had no idea what it was about. Honestly, I had no idea. I put it on. You were in bed with me, weren't you, Holly?
I was.
And you fell asleep and you might have even missed some of the stuff that was claimed.
Well,
in
what
the
about this claim?
What the scientific studies are showing is that the more meat men eat, the more quickly they lose their manly manhood.
Can you remember that bit or had you fallen asleep by that bit?
Oh, I was totally asleep by that bit.
Yeah, so she didn't become a vegan. I did.
Mm-hmm. Also, I don't have a manly manhood.
No, nor should you. You've got a womanly womanhood.
All right, now we're getting somewhere.
So
that met some silence.
Yeah, anyway.
That met a wall of silence. That was
so I've made a claim today on the radio.
Yeah, another.
Right, video. Okay, I haven't heard it.
Oh, here we go.
Yes.
Being a vegan or plant-based is a game changer. In the bedroom.
Yeah, we go. There we go. That is an audio victory lap.
Yeah, it is.
I'm claiming it.
Now, last night, do you have any recollection of me saying is not a radio topic?
No. No, I didn't. I've got no recollection of that. I missed that.
You were talking about your own success.
Fantastic, man.
Analysing yourself.
Are you really?
And I said, that is not a radio topic.
Yeah, well, I mean, let's put that to one side.
Yeah. So,
as we often do.
Now we're on the
I
radio.
Was wrong in the fact that it was a radio topic.
Yes, very much so.
But, you know. But
he always takes the apologise after approach.
Yeah, well, that's what they say. They're better to apologise.
Which is what he normally used to have to do in the bedroom most evenings.
Well, no, well, occasionally.
Has the game been changed?
Even slightly. Has the dial been moved?
Has it slightly moved? Has the game been changed at all, Holly Ife?
Oh, gosh, guys, it's really hard to tell. I mean, I haven't.
What?
Maybe. But, like, we had fun. We have always had fun, haven't we? We're still having fun. So,
we've always
had
fun.
All good, yeah.
All right, but
we need to keep this very vague.
Yes,
but as a teacher.
Yes, but it's so you.
Which is hot.
Yeah, well, that does. Oh. Yeah, no, it is hot. Yeah. So a little bit, maybe.
Yes, maybe.
A little bit. I think that's a win.
It's a game change.
Driving you home. It's the favourite bits of Husey and Ed.